Rus Perik Dalad Pusik Beis. So Boaz is sitting by the gate, ready to take care immediately of the situation of redeeming Rus and the fields of Elimelech and Mahlon that need redemption, the biblical responsibility of the Goel, the family member who is a redeemer, to do what's needed by the family obligations. And Tov, the closer redeemer, Elimelech's brother and Mahlon's uncle, Boaz is a mere cousin, so he doesn't really have as close a familiar relationship, happens to come by, and is called Ploni Almoni. Boaz took 10 men from the elders of the city, Vayomer Shivu Po, and he told them, sit here, Vayeshevu, and they sat down. This pasuk is the source in Chazal, the Gemara, in Gemara Ksuba Zayin Amud Beis, says this is the source of the idea that Sheva Brachos must be recited with a minion of men. Even if it's a widower, Boaz, marrying a widow, Rus, in what's going to be a second marriage. These Sheva Brachos are those of the actual chasana, of the wedding itself. Boaz planned to marry Rus immediately in the presence of these elders. They would be not only witnesses to the ceremony, they would not only give brachos to the newlyweds, the Sheva Brachos, but they would also be wedding guests. Imagine Rus's predicament, having, I admit, just made a wedding, no planning, no gown fittings, a grand total of 10 guests. And yet, from this simple, tiny wedding, not even a takana wedding level, comes Mashiach. So a lot of credit is due to what's about to happen. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer la Goel. And so Boaz said to his uncle, to the Goel, Chelkas hasoda asher lo'ochinu le'elimelech, the portion of the field that belonged to our brother Elimelech. And as we said in the introduction to Pasuk Aleph, it's a field that lies between a field belonging to Tov and a field belonging to Boaz. So it's an adjacent field, which is a much more valuable landholding to enlarge something you already have. So that field, Machra Na'ami Hashava Miste Moav, is being offered for sale. Machra usually means was sold. But in this case, now, because it is Meshuba to the Ksuba, it is being offered for sale by Naomi, who has returned from the fields of Moab. The Geras Shmuel suggests that originally the three fields had been one large field, inherited by the three brothers, Tov, and then Elimelech in the middle, and then Salmon, Boaz's father, on the other side. Each got a chelek, with Boaz getting his from his father. Elimelech's was in between, and now it was due for redemption. In Vayikra, the Torah describes, an impoverished landowner might come to sell his land to an outsider. After 2 years pass after the sale, the Goel, the redeemer from the family, is obligated to purchase it and return it to the family holdings, or wait until Yovel, the 50-year mark that happens, which, you know, depending on where on the 50-year count you are at this moment, which will take effect automatically for ancestral land to then be returned. When an outsider buys a Yerusha, an ancestral inheritance, he's seen as a quasi-renter or leaser of the land itself. All the produce belongs to him, but when Yovel comes or redemption comes, that's when he's got to give up the land, because the land belongs to the person whose nachala it is, whose ancestral inheritance it is. The redemption price differs from pure market value because discounts are built in based on how many years are left to Yovel. The buyer only is buying the crops through Yovel, not the land itself. The Goel pays only the fair market value of the crops for the years remaining until Yovel. So really, this is not a negotiation for the land. The land is going to be returned, but it's a negotiation over the fair prices involving the crops and the time remaining until Yovel. The timing of this Geula suggests, as many Mefarshim say, Machra Naomi is literal. She had sold the field before returning for Moav, at least the 2 mandatory years earlier. B, she sold it as a, or perhaps, she sold it as a widow when she returned from Moav 3 months earlier, but a sale by a widow is exempt from the longer redemption waiting period. For example, maybe it was sold through a court order, Or C, as most Mefarshim say, as we said at the beginning, Machrana Ami means is offering it for sale for the first time, with the Goel offered first crack at the proper halachic redemption. So here we are with Boaz explaining this situation. The land of Elimelech, and perhaps Machlon because of the Yerusha, is being offered for sale either for the first time, or had been sold 3 months earlier by the widow when she came back and had no money, or it had been sold years earlier by Naomi, by proxy from Moab. But either way, the Geula is now appropriate. Pasuk Dalet. Vani Omarti, and Boaz continues, I resolved that Egle Aznacha Leimor, that I am going to inform you, I'm going to reveal to your ear as follows, he says to Ploni Almoni, a.k.a. Tov, his uncle. Kine neged hayoshvim v'neged zikne ami. So buy it in the presence of those sitting here before the elders of my people. Im tigal ge'ol, if you are willing to redeem, then redeem it. Then lo yigal hagid ali. But if you're unwilling to redeem it, and it's funny, im lo yigal, tigal is an atah, is a second person. He's telling him, you should redeem. But he says it in third person, if he does not redeem, referring to this then as a negative action, as a worse choice, then tell me, so that I will know. The eda'ah, ki ein zulos chol ligol, because there is no one else to redeem it besides you, v'anochi acharecha, and then me after you. Vayomer anochi egol. And Tov immediately said, I'm willing to redeem the field, because he saw a positive financial outcome for himself. So the people saw the elders at the gate. They then assembled to watch. That's the difference between Hayoshvim and Zikne Ami, because now there's a massive crowd there. That Boaz explains that he's being impartial, that the right of first redemption is Tov, and Boaz is personally informing him. Kine, buy it, he says. A buyer, kine, the first word, is somebody who hunts for bargains and haggles to lower the price, which is why Boaz then switches to the word ge'ol, redeem. A redeemer is somebody who loves his nachala, who cherishes it, and will pay whatever high price is necessary. So when Boaz tells him, tigol, be a redeemer, don't just be a buyer, don't be a haggler, be a redeemer, pay more. Because the more you pay, the better it is for Rus and Naomi. You are providing them with livelihood. The presence of the whole town also assures that if Elimelech or Machlon or Kilion had sold the field at any point, it would come out in public because somebody would say, wait, I have a deed, I had already bought it. So by doing it in public this way, it's going to ensure that everybody is going to know what is going on. Any objections will be said, and everything will be out in the open. Tov agrees to redeem Naomi's field. He is assuming at this point, the Mefarshim tell us, that Rus has nothing to do with this financial transaction. And he never even occurs to him that the Yibum issue is on the table as well, and that is going to turn the tide.